I'm Tommy McNeil. More saber rattling from North Korea. Reuters' Eve Johnson.
North Korea has fired two projectiles off its eastern coast, and this time it says it's shutting down peace talks with South Korea, too. Friday's launches are just the latest in a string of tests. According to a U.S. official, at least one of the projectiles appeared to be a short-range missile. South Korea on Friday responded to the news, saying dialogue was the only way forward.
The talks between South Korea and North Korea are the only way of implementing an inter-Korean joint declaration. We can also use these meetings to share opinions. This is our unchangeable stance, and we urge North Korea to respond positively.
North Korea is up in arms over ongoing military exercises between Washington and Seoul. Trump says Kim has assured him that the launches will stop as soon as the exercises end.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country Thursday, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Israel says it will not allow Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into the country because they back a boycott of Israel. They had planned to visit on a tour organized by a Palestinian organization.
Want to come here for a provocation.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the aim was destroying Israel's legitimacy. But Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti says Israel's doing that itself.
They are afraid that these two congresswomen will expose to the world the horrible violations of human rights that are conducted against the Palestinian people.
Israel announced the move shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing the lawmakers in would show great weakness. Omar calls it an affront and an insult to democratic values. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Ethnic rebel forces in Myanmar killed at least 14 people Thursday in what appeared